Welcome to Hard On Podcast, the podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. I'm Sean Barnes, and here with me is Jay Leonard. How are you?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on with you?
Not much, man. Living it up.
Living it up.
Living that Miller high life.
The champagne of beers.
Yes.
On this 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
A time for the champagne of beers.
I'm actually drinking a soda.
I wish I was.
So I'm off. I'm kind of gassy.
You could, in the theater of the mind, you could have convinced us that it was a beer.
I could have, but I'm drinking a mug.
All right. Is that your choice of root beers?
We've had
these root beer conversations.
We had.
There's no
last episode
to
we had this exact conversation with cream soda.
4th of July, Sean.
Yes.
Independence weekend.
Yes.
It's a weekend now. Used to be a day.
It used to be just one day, but now everybody needs to extend that shit out into the weekend. Unless it falls on a Wednesday. Then you have some decisions you need to make.
That's a stretch.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
Like, if it's on a Tuesday, you take Monday off. If it's on a Thursday, you take Friday off. But,
Wednesday. Bitch. Wednesday just becomes a Wednesday. It's just your Wednesday. And, God, that sucks. Last year, right? It was last year, I believe, was a Wednesday. That's shitty.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because then it's just, you know, like where I work, our floating holiday was today. So, right. So we had Thursday.
You worked yesterday?
No. So I have yesterday off. The floater.
The fourth. You had the fourth off.
The floater holiday for the year, they put in the fifth. So then it turns into a 4-day weekend.
I don't understand what you mean.
So there's like
floater
there's like one floater holiday a year where it's like, you get X amount of paid days off,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is like a free holiday that they can bump up against another holiday to extend a weekend. So like if Christmas Eve is a Thursday, or if Christmas is a Friday, then they'll give you Christmas Eve
off.
Around a Thursday, right? And in this case it was today.
Cool.
So Thursday and four
yeah,
day.
I worked today.
Yeah, you did. But this is arguably like I would imagine your busy season is, right?
And yes.
This is the time.
Yeah.
So all hands on deck, bitch.
Yeah, most people in the office took the day off, though. By the end of the day, it was me and one other person up there.
Not you.
Yeah. But we got through it. It's the weekend. It's the freaking weekend, baby.
About to have you some fun.
Yeah, Cristal popping.
All right.
Stretch Navigator.
Damn.
It's like this party was catered. You got a new feature here at the table. There's a screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a television screen.
Yep.
And I feel like that's something we can utilize
sure.
during the podcast. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it'll do good for us, but as we are an audio podcast.
Right, but there are often things you and I are trying to reference together, but we can't see each other's computer, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just saying.
And you say, can you spin that around?
Can you turn that, or I'm going to come around.
Like we're a couple of Mennonites.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to watch my own television, but may I peer upon yours, please.
Come on over here, Jedediah.
They're two different names, right?
Okay, all right.
There's a Jedediah and a Jebediah, like Ryan and Brian.
Mm. Ryan and Ryan, as in Ryan.
Ryan
Sandberg.
Ooh, yeah. Or rain.
Oh.
It's a bunch of rains out there, too.
Rain, who's the guy that did that last Star Wars movie that was really bad? Rain Johnson?
That sounds right.
He did Looper.
There's Rain Wilson, too. What,
is it Rain? No, that's the guy from The Office.
That's the guy from The Office.
So listen, I have some news.
Yeah?
After 14 years of fighting against it, I started watching The Office.
Really? The American Office?
The American Office.
Because you're one of those guys just like, no, man, the OG.
Look, on paper, I'm a very different person than who I feel like.
Fair enough.
I felt justified in saying those words, mm-hmm. And I still do. I still, at least where I am in the series now.
Well, how far in are you?
Well, I'm just starting season three.
All right, so now you're deep enough in that it's a totally different show.
Well, it's still the same basic formula.
Of course,
point.
Sure.
Nothing has happened yet on The American Office. I mean, of course, you know. No big plot points have happened that really differ from the British one that much from my memory. But I don't know, whatever.
Because this is what's two seasons of British Office?
Two and a Christmas special, yeah. I think that's how I did it. But here's the thing. I got in unwillingly. Okay. I was forced in it.
All right.
So my girlfriend started watching it. She watched season one, which was a short season, I think.
Shorter, I think.
Yeah. I think it was only like 9 episodes or something like that. She got to the first episode of the second season and was like, oh my God, I almost shit my pants. You have to watch this episode and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I don't give a shit about this show. I don't care. I don't want to watch it.
Right.
And then one night I finally just appeased her. I gave in.
Like, fine.
And I sat there with my arms crossed.
Right.
You know?
It's like when you reluctantly watch the Kardashians for half a day because your wife or girlfriend just happens to be watching it. Yeah. And you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then halfway through, you're like, fucking Scott, why aren't you paying attention to...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly that. So I was like watching it reluctantly, kind of like aggressively reluctantly, I'd say. Arms crossed, you know, lower lip protruded.
Right. Like, you're like, listen, if you're going to make me watch this, I'm going to be clearly miserable.
This is some bullshit.
Yeah.
Let me put you on to the British Office. And I was doing a lot of like, this isn't...
Yeah, but
yeah, but...
Exactly.
This is not... That's not even how they... Well, a lot of that. And then I shut up around 12 minutes in. It's a 20-minute show or so, 22 minutes. And at the end, I was laughing, and I was like, fuck. She's like, what? I'm like, they got me. All right, let's go. And so we watched, kept watching, and got through the second season, and I'm in. And I don't like that I'm in, but I'm just trying to separate myself from...
I will not give you a hard time about it.
The two things are. I mean, listen, I deserve it because I've been talking shit for years. So I deserve it. And I know when I'm wrong, I deserve to be...
Hey, I shit-talked Friends for years, and then I watched it. Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit, that's not bad.
I'm still not there.
With Friends?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. I can't do it. Can't do it, Chief.
But no, so season three, stuff's going to start to get... Because you've run out of source material at that point.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yep. Things are changing.
Eventually, the shit just gets off the rails, though, towards the end.
Yeah.
Like a lot of sitcoms do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But...
I kind of remember people talking about it and having a vague idea of what was happening, kind of, you know, just because it was happening in the world, I didn't give a shit, but you still couldn't avoid hearing about it at work or, you know, wherever, on the bus. I was going to say on the bus. I don't take the bus.
Yeah. But, no, like James Spader comes on, and then like
Will Ferrell come in
for a little bit,
yeah,
barely enough to really say so.
Okay,
and then yeah, you'll see, you'll see.
Yeah, I guess I will, but I'm okay with it.
Speaking of things that kind of lose their steam as they come to an end, have you seen the new Toy Story movie?
No,
I haven't either.
I was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Last minute, I didn't make it for a couple different reasons, but in the end, super glad I didn't go.
Yeah.
My kid could not help but spoil it.
And oh, really?
I let her just run with it. And it sounds so miserable.
Like, I don't know how big of a fan you are of Toy Story. Are you a fan? Like, do you enjoy the movies?
I mean,
you don't care.
I enjoy them, and
you appreciate them. Listen, here's what I'm getting at. I understand that you're just enough older than me that I was a kid when it came out, and you weren't.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Or at least you were like a older teen. Right.
Yeah.
So you gave zero fucks when Toy Story came out.
I was just right. I appreciated it. Like, wow, it's crazy. Like, look, oh, wow. Computer
made that.
Yeah.
Well, people with a computer. Eventually that'll happen. Computers will just make all art and nothing will mean anything anymore.
It's true.
So like they bring on this awesome story, and you've seen the first three, I assume, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you're up to speed.
I am.
I haven't seen the fourth one either, but I have a lot of fucking questions because like the third one ended pretty perfectly as far as like a trilogy like that can go. You know what I mean? Like they all thought, spoiler alert, I guess if nobody's fucking seen Toy Story 3 at this point, but they all fucking almost die together.
Yeah, Schindler's toy box.
Yeah. They're in this incinerator and they get out and they finally they have a new owner and everything's cool and everything's looking great for the toys. Right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Perfect ending.
Yep.
Everything ended. Everybody was happy. And so now they've decided to make Toy Story 4.
Yes.
And there's a new character, clearly.
Sporky.
Forky. Or whatever it is. Can you bring up a picture of Forky? Now that we have this technology.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Forky. Yeah.
And it's my understanding that this movie takes place on like an RV. And they're traveling like across the country, or they're on like this like vacation across the country or across whatever. So this shit makes no sense to me because it's a spork.
Yeah.
That the little girl who owns the toys now made into a toy.
Uh-huh.
Like she added some pipe cleaners and some googly eyes and put some feet on him with some putty, and now he's a toy.
Yeah.
When did he fucking turn on? That's what I want to know.
I think when the eyes got put on.
Do you think it's the eyes? Is it the mouth? Is it like a whole combination of like?
Do you think if they put the mouth on first, he screams into existence?
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
just the void. The void. The black void.
Like, when does he become sentient? Like,
right.
That's what I want to know.
Or when the eyes get put on before the mouth and it's just
and
terror.
He's just like, what is?
Yeah.
So that asks another question. What's a package? Have you been to like a craft store and seen like a package of googly eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Are they always looking at shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are the eyes alive?
Yeah.
Is it a combination of those things when you put them all together? Like, holy shit, I'm now a toy?
It's like, it's got to be, in my head, it's like a Frosty the Snowman situation. There's got to be a magic piece.
Right.
Yeah. But then his mood, I guess, would be determined by the way you placed his features.
Right.
Like if that pipe cleaner was in the shape of like a surprised brow, or does it just go on flat?
Does it change
and
though?
Then he changes it?
Because like I think like Slinky Dog's eyebrows move. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Shit, once they're alive and everything.
I guess.
So like,
but what if she intentionally made him? I guess I don't know.
But like, it's not like she made him and then threw him on the ground. It's like she probably made it and was all like, hey, look at this thing I made. I haven't seen the movie.
And how did he know not to talk?
That's what I'm saying. How did he know? And then like, and the couple trailers I've seen, doesn't he kind of, he's like, holy shit, I'm alive. Like that's kind of like the moment he has, right?
I don't know
shit, man. Now, to be fair, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They might explain all this shit in the movie, but it makes no fucking sense to me. Like, I get it. It's a toy. It's a
bunch of... No. You're doing the right thing here. These questions need to be asked.
Uh-huh.
Don't discredit your line of questioning. This is important. Because if we're not thinking about this, the little kids aren't. So we need to keep these people honest. Otherwise, they're just writing a blank check. Pixar's just writing a blank check.
Like, oh, yeah. Like, they clearly don't care anymore. Yeah.
They're shoveling
this
shit
movie
into your mouth.
This movie is their spork toy.
Right.
This movie is their spork toy.
Right.
That they just carved together. And we're like, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Like, that. This the toy is a metaphor for the entire movie.
It seems that this is the end.
It's forced.
But this is the end.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is the end. It's over.
Are you not spoiling things? Is that what you're doing right now?
I'm not spoiling things.
Gotcha.
But this is the end.
Okay.
It's over.
But felt like the end last time.
Yeah, but it seemed this.
Jesus Christ, does Woody die or something?
This is the end. Like, yeah. It turns out that the first three Toy Stories were all like Jacob's Ladder for Tom Hanks' character in Saving Private Ryan. So as he's lying on the bridge drifting, he goes back to his childhood. Yeah.
He actually was Andy.
Right.
Yeah, but he's having memories of his...
Yeah, so it sort of all ends in the iris sort of closes on the blackness, or I'm sorry, the whiteness, and then the last thing we see is like the Nazi soldier stabbing...
Right, in the eye.
Right, in the fucking... You know, just, and then it just cuts to black, and then like, you mm-hmm. know, written and directed by Steven Spielberg, and then the slow
Toy
title
Story.
Crawl, yeah. Yeah. That's how it all ends.
I just like I said, like so when does he come to life? That's what I want to know. When does he click on? When does he like initiate like
Well yeah, I mean and you can say that for
life.
All of them, right? And they kind of
well,
cover
that's
that
where I'm going
with
now.
Buzz at the beginning where Buzz is
he thinks
he's real
he's
and shit.
But here's my question.
Did they all have that moment of doubt? Were they all born like that?
That's
like,
what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Did Woody be like, fuck it, I gotta you know, it but was here's snake the thing. In my boat.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing with Woody, right? So the whole premise of Toy Story 2, right, is that he's like an OG Sheriff Woody toy.
Yeah.
Right? And he's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right? That's the premise of the movie.
Yeah.
How does he not remember, like, the 50s? You know what I mean? He didn't know who he was. He didn't know what Woody's Roundup was and shit. So how did he not know?
Shit.
What was his life before Andy?
Was he a reproduction? Was he, you know? Was he made...
Okay, whether he was or wasn't, Buzz knew exactly what he was. Buzz knew he was a space ranger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he knew who he was.
He had despite whole the fact
that, yeah, he knew his backstory automatically.
Yeah.
Woody just thought he was just a cowboy toy?
Maybe there was a different protocol.
Maybe he get reset? Like, yeah. When you get a new kid, did you just fucking forget everything? But no, because they have a new kid now.
New kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
I call complete bullshit on the Toy Story franchise.
I mean, that's the plot hole at the very beginning of the movie. That's the first plot hole that we all overlook because you just get on the Toy Story train.
Sure.
That's a good point.
Great movies. I love them.
Sure.
I think they're great.
Okay.
But fuck, man. I have some questions. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but wait. But did Prospector Pete know?
He knew. Kelsey Grammer knew the whole time.
He knew. He knew he was a toy. He knew his whole backstory. He knew everything.
They knew who they were because he was mint condition.
Woody.
How did Woody not know? And what's the deal with Jessie? She remembers that girl she was with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then she got left in a box on the side of the road. And then
she
they
had some
skip.
Real PTSD.
Oh, my God.
She was fucked up.
Well, if you think about it, she... Like, they completely justify all the shit they do to Woody. You really think about it. You know what I mean? That poor fucking toy, right? Like, this living, breathing, I guess, toy.
Yeah.
Lived in a box for years. Never coming out of the box, but, like, got to see the fucking Prospector and Bullseye every once in a while, you know, but now they finally like with this idea of like, hey, they're going to find a Woody toy and we're going to go on display in a museum, which is cush compared to being locked in a box. Right. So think about it. They like really were willing to fuck Woody over.
I wanted to believe that they were all in like a homeostasis when they were in the box.
You like to think that?
Well, I would have liked to think that because that means they're just out and they don't understand the passage of time and everything because they were put away for a very long time.
But isn't that what makes Wheezy's character so tragic?
Oh, poor Wheezy.
He was in the attic, right?
Guy had emphysema.
Yeah. Or he was on the top shelf. Or like there was like shit in the attic. Or I can't remember. Was that Toy Story 2?
Or
3?
I don't remember. 2.
I think the beginning of 3 maybe.
No, 2, because they saved him. He was the song at the end of Toy Story 2.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. But you know, you get what I'm saying.
I do.
So explain that shit.
I don't know. Who do we contact? This is one of those great injustices.
Michael Eisner?
I guess.
For the original one? Mm-hmm. I don't know who's in charge of Disney now.
Bob Iger? Yeah.
All right. Bob, and then...
All right, listen, listeners, if you can prove this theory wrong, I think Sean
just
found a real plot hole. We talk about plot holes a lot here. I don't know that this one can be refuted. The entire Toy Story franchise was built on a lie.
It's all bullshit, right?
And we all got on board.
Yeah, a big plastic lie.
Yeah.
And if anything can become a, like, what's to say?
But there's okay. Then this is a stretch, and this is definitely weaker. But still,
okay.
How about those aliens in the crane machine, right?
Right.
How do they know not to talk?
Because they seem completely oblivious to
everything.
But
they think that they're aliens from.
So they do.
How do they not?
How do they know? And how does Buzz know not to talk?
And if
who fills him in that he's like
he knows that he's a space ranger, but he can't talk in front of. Is there a moment where they try to shut him up, or he just? Collapses when Andy comes in the room.
I think he
falls in the line. Maybe it's like some programming that's put in all the toys. Maybe it's like, maybe this whole thing is all about God. And they're like, yeah, there can be no malfeasance in the toys.
I mean, maybe the whole thing is just a, like a kid's pretend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The kid pretends they leave the room, and then this is actually how they play. But no, but things actually happen,
things
though.
Things happen, man.
Yeah, it's not like nothing, like...
Woody's like, getting on a plane and shit while it's taking off. There's all kinds of shit happening.
Al from Al's Toy Barn is all sad at the end in his chicken suit because he can't fucking sell the toys anymore.
Lost his business.
No, he doesn't lose his business.
Didn't he?
No, because he's still doing the commercial. At the end of the movie, you still see him. He's doing a commercial.
Oh, yeah, but he's all fucked up.
Yeah, he's all sad and depressed and shit. Fucking Newman is miserable.
Newman.
Wayne Knight.
Yeah. Of Jurassic Park fame.
Yes.
He got spit on by one of those spitty dinosaurs, right?
Yeah. No. Stick, stupid. He like throws a stick at him.
I don't remember.
Jurassic Park.
I know, but I mean, I haven't seen it. I've seen it like 3 times. But that's your...
Do you want me to explain the whole scene to you?
No.
I can.
No, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, he steals the...
good.
No, I'm just kidding.
Good.
He reprograms the... No, never mind.
Okay.
All I'm saying is I love Toy Story, but I think they've really... I think they've crossed a line with this Forky character.
Fair enough.
Because I can draw... Like
you feel like you feel ripped off by this.
Like
this is some stupid shit.
Yes,
this is like cut your stupid shit. Somebody had to have this idea in a boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, but who are we introducing this time? So we've introduced Buzz Lightyear.
Yes,
that was the first one.
Yes.
We introduced Jesse, Bullseye, and Prospector Pete in the second one.
Yes,
and the third one we brought a whole new kid in.
Yeah, whole new kid, and then lots of Lovin' Bear or Lotso.
Right. Right. Right.
And then a whole preschool, right, of other toys.
Yeah, oh yeah, they go to the... Yeah.
Yeah, and a bunch of Barbies, and...
There was a big event. So how do we top all this shit?
We need to introduce a new character.
This is a big deal because this becomes canon. This is Disney canon now.
Mm-hmm.
We're creating a character who's going to go in the Hall of Fame. Someday we're going to have to build a 3D rendering of this thing to put on a ride.
Like right.
this, and we're going to cast an actor who's going to play this, and they're going to make an awful lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take it very seriously here at Disney.
Right. Of course.
So, we got the whiteboard ready. We got some of the sharpest minds in the world in this room and teleconferenced in from fucking Portugal.
Yeah, everywhere.
You know, Brazil, France. Yes, all over the world. This is the idea they went with.
Yeah. We're going to take a spork, plastic spork.
Sure.
So just think about all the potential that's out there. All the plastic knives and forks that are out there in the world.
Yeah.
It's just like when you jerk off.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All that potential life jerk off into a Kleenex.
Sure.
It's the same thing with all these sporks that we're just eating with and throwing away. That's life that we're... I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if any kids are going to have a tough time after watching this. If they anthropomorphize their flatware,
right?
It could be tough.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, Sean.
Here's what I think is also fucked up. If you scroll up a little bit and go to this Amazon link here, that's a toy that you can purchase.
Oh yeah, it's a spork.
It's a Forky toy.
Yeah, it's a plastic fork.
But like
$17.
It's like $20 to buy a replica of a toy that a child made.
Yeah.
That you could literally make a more realistic version at home.
Yeah, there's a lot of parents going, "You want a spork? I'll give you a spork. I can make a spork. I can make that for you." I'm not buying that. That's what Toy Story 4
is. $27.99.
$28.
Toy Story 4 Forky freewheeling talking action figure.
That's not an action figure. That's a fucking fork. Stop. Quit your bullshit. This is the new segment on Hard On Podcast called Quit Your Bullshit.
Quit Your Bullshit.
Yeah. Quit it. Quit your bullshit. This is some bullshit. Okay. At this point, I have to insist that we move off this.
No, that's fine.
But It's a valid point.
I have a lot of questions about the Toy Story universe now.
I understand.
That's all. I never questioned Toy Story 2 or anything like that before, but I think this just set me over the edge.
No, I understand.
That's all I'm saying.
And for good reason. And like I said, if anybody else can refute this, please email us at the website. Just go to hardonpodcast.com.
Yeah, or on Twitter, at hardonpod.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay,
or just call me a fucking idiot. I don't care. I'm just saying.
Okay.
2-day delivery, Jay. Right,
you gotta let it go.
I could go to Walmart and have this made within the hour.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna just do that.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, made it go away.
Yeah, we never had it before. It's fine.
All right. 4th of July, Sean. What'd you do? Did you do anything fun?
What did I do?
Yeah. What's your normal 4th of July shit? Do you get all like patriotic? Do you wear a stupid shirt? Do you drink beers? Do you walk around in flip flops and have a fire at your house and all that shit?
Or? I do two of those things.
Flip-flops and beers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Good job. No, we don't do too much. We're also in the process of moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dealing with that shit right now. But so I spent a lot of my 4th boxing shit up and doing that. But my hometown does a fireworks thing. So I go back and go home and go with my mom. My brother came up this time too, so that was cool. And
Get some fireworks.
And it's a good show. Like, it's one of the better ones, like, as far as, like, a small town goes.
Yeah.
Like, it pulls in more people than actually live in the town. So that's.
Do they do it at the park in your small town?
Yeah. Yeah. Wiles Park.
Yeah. The park.
The park. There's two parks.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's at the big one.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. And it's the 4th on the 3rd celebration.
It's on the third every year. Wow. Yeah. They got like a little thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Wow. There's like a horseshoe tournament.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fishing tournament, fishing derby in the morning.
Okay.
Usually sometimes there's a car show.
Oh.
There's ice cream and vendors and a bonfire afterward. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just choked up with patriotism.
Yeah. That's just so much
love for the country. White and blue.
Yeah. And I play like hometown bingo every time I go.
What's that mean?
Oh, I always like pretty much think like I always try to spot things that are like, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, of course, that's there. Like Confederate flag shit and unironic Nickelback T-shirts. I saw a girl with a school I went to, the high school I went to, we do like a moving up day thing. But it's not like it's like a field day. You know what I mean? You know what I mean when I say that? Yeah, it's like games and shit, and the whole school splits up into like 6 teams.
Okay.
And it's just moving up day is what they call it. And I saw a pregnant girl with a moving up day shirt for this year. So knocked that off my list of
nice
check boxes of things I saw.
Nice.
She
puts out.
Yep, clearly. At least once.
She is sexually irresponsible.
Yeah, the kettle corn guy that has his shirt off and sweating into the vat of kettle corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a guy at work that does that shit. He's not the kettle corn guy. We have like a cafe at work, and
he doesn't wear a shirt.
He doesn't wear gloves.
Oof. I think that's one conversation though that somebody needs to
so
have with
him. Hard. It's so and I don't eat there a lot, but sometimes I need to.
Yeah, sometimes you're in a pinch, right?
I'm in a pinch. I'm out of time. I got a 1 o'clock meeting or something. I'm not gonna have time to run out and. It's hard. Mm-hmm. So it just becomes like, hey, can you just make me an omelet? Because I'm thinking in terms of you're not going
to
touch.
You don't have to touch any of the stuff for the omelet. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I end up doing. Yeah, it's tough.
I feel like that's one conversation somebody should have with them, though.
You know, once in a while, a glove will come out of nowhere, but then that glove just sort of is on the hand the whole time. So the glove is there.
At that point,
you're taking the money with the glove. There's no difference. All you're doing is protecting your own hand, which I'm not interested in.
Right.
I need you to pick your ass. Whatever.
What do you do for 4th of July?
I struggle with 4th of July. You know, everybody around me historically has always like partied super hardy, and I don't care. Like, it to me, okay, it's a reason to have a long weekend, but like, I don't know, man, it just seems so cliche and everybody does the same shit every year, and I don't know, it doesn't like Christmas is you don't do hey, you don't have Christmas all the time. You don't have the opportunity to have a Christmas style. There's a big lead up to it. Mm-hmm. There's all this shit around it. 4th of July is just like I can have a barbecue any day. I barbecued tonight. You can do that shit. I put a little fire pit into my yard now. I can do that shit whenever I want to. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really seem, you know, necessary.
But did you have stars and striped napkins?
No.
Ah.
No. No, I went
you clearly fucked up.
Hammer and sickle. No. I went up to the lake last night though. A friend of mine came back into town. He lives out of state now and he came up actually the camp where we shot the other one. I was there last night.
Oh.
And you know, tossed my kid off the dock a few times.
Oh, cool.
Hung out and shit, yeah.
But like you said, you can do that anytime.
Well, you can do it anytime.
It's not like you're actually celebrating.
There's no, right.
The reason for the season.
Yeah. Also, super unpopular opinion, I don't give a single shit about fireworks. I don't care.
No, I'm totally, like, I enjoy a good fireworks display, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it's cool, but I'm not going to go out of my fucking way. Like, I go to this one back home because, like, my mom goes and she wants me to go with her and yeah. like it's we hang out and you know what I mean it's yeah. like it's a tradition with it but it could be like anything
it's
not the fireworks it's
right
just, yeah
we were coming home last night from Northville which is you know it's on the lake
yeah
and I stopped at like the last open pizza place in Northville. Everything else is closed. Like the rest of the world is closed yeah. because everybody's just partying and shit. But there are like some shit. There's some shit on the lake where they're just mm-hmm. trying to make the last of their money.
Yeah.
And I had like 7 minutes before they closed. And I went to this pizza spot and I'm like, dude, you got anything? He's like, it takes 8 minutes to make you a pizza. Tell me what you want. You're only going to put me 1 minute behind the eight ball, man. And I'm down with that. And I'm like, fuck, I fucking love this guy, right?
That's a great attitude.
Great attitude.
That made me very happy to hear you say this that. I thought he was going to be a dick.
No, this guy was awesome. So awesome. I gave him a $5 tip on the pizza. And he owned the pizza place, you know? Yeah. Normally, I'm not that guy. Normally, I'm like, I know this pizza didn't cost $18 to make. It's a cheese pizza. But, you know,
yeah.
it's like, shell out a couple extra ducats for this guy. So sure. anyway, so he's like, he's talking to me like I know what the fuck is going on. You
well,
know?
Most people up there know. Are in
but,
the
but,
know.
But he assumes, so in one second he assumes I have a camp. And I don't correct him because I don't feel like, you don't need to know too much about me. I am whoever you want me to be.
Mm-hmm. Right? Everybody up there has a camp though.
Right. He's like, I'm just saying, yeah. not sure where your camp is. He's like, but you know, fireworks tonight are in Lansing's and you're going to run some traffic if you're heading down, blah, blah, blah. I think it goes from here down to Mosquito Point and blah, blah. I'm like, dude, I have no idea what Mosquito Point is. That sounds like you're just making shit. I know, but I was convinced he was making shit up because he kept saying progressively crazier names.
right.
Like it went from like Paradise Lane to Mosquito Point to like fucking Pirate's Cove. And I'm like, that's a mini golf place. That shit's a mini golf place. But I can't call him out on it, but he's looking at me and I'm feeling like he's judging. So I just keep like, I don't know. But he told me, you're going to run into a mile of traffic. And I'm like, a mile? That's a lot of traffic, dude. But I don't think I'm going to run into a mile of traffic. And I was right because we ran into 2 miles of cars parked on the side of Route 30.
Wow.
2 miles. I watched another thing. It was a tick over 2 miles that parked on the side of Route 30, both sides, up and down, like from like Mayfield to Northville, like this stretch
mm-hmm.
for 2 miles. To watch fireworks happen. And there were people like walking literally miles. It was hot. They've got lawn chairs over their mm-hmm. shoulders. They got bags. There's kids. It's dark. It's fucking. There's people basically like walking on the side of the road, down a road where, look, there's a lot of dumb people and there's a lot of drunk people.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't walk on the side of Route 30.
God, no.
If you fucking pay. And during any day, let alone.
Do it during the middle of the day.
Let alone
on a Tuesday, I'm not doing it.
Firework night, I'm not doing that shit. These people, these maniacs, were lining up to do that shit, and the whole time I'm just shaking my head like this for a 5 minute. Like it's not going to go on for an hour,
right?
It's a firework display, and when it's over, it's just over.
Yeah.
And this is crazy.
It doesn't lead up to anything. That is the thing, and then you're like, oh,
cool. This must.
I
be
guess
the
we'll all leave at the same time now.
Yeah. Here comes the grand finale. Ba ba bum.
And there's always one person who's like, oh, this must be the finale.
Yeah.
Like way early.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's finale. Finale got
everybody.
Hey, yeah. It's finale.
Oh, Chris finale. Knows. He's here every year. He knows. Thanks, Dave.
I guess that wasn't the finale.
Incorrect.
They
put some money into this.
This is good this year, huh?
No, this is why their chicken parm cost $18.99. I can tell you that. It was unbelievable.
Or when people clap.
Oh, yeah.
Like what happened? What are you clapping for?
The guys like with the torches lighting off the thing.
Yeah, right.
They never get to take a bow.
And they can't hear you.
So I didn't give a shit. And then the whole way home, you're coming through the mountains and you're just seeing fireworks everywhere. So
everywhere.
You don't have to pull over.
I was in Albany last night. Because a buddy of mine, Peter, Hard On Podcast's own Peter Cole, was rented a cabin in the Catskills with his girlfriend. And so they're there now on vacay for the week. And
I'm gonna let that slide.
Vacay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you were saying fancy and stuff, so I wanted to make it sound cool.
Go on.
And so we met halfway in Albany. So halfway just about was Albany.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, you know what? I was like, it's a shit show downtown. Because I was like, do you want to see fireworks? And he's like, eh, we can take it or leave it. So I was like, okay, because it's a shit show downtown. There are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I saw a thing that they said over 30,000 people were downtown. Because they put on some crazy huge 4th of July. And it's legit. I've seen them. I've been to it before. It's like, it's a pretty good fireworks show. But again, it's fireworks. Who really cares? But maybe you're into it. I just don't understand it. But
In that case, I've been to those two. In that case, I've gone as a kid. I've gone as a teenager, like a late teenager, and as a guy in my early 20s. And I've been like as an adult with a kid. As a little kid, lots of fun if you get there early enough, because there's like food trucks and lemonade, like the guys that just have like the
live music.
Yeah, there's music. It's a whole festive like affair. Yep. And if you're there for that, and then it culminates with the fireworks, cool. Mm-hmm. If you go as a, you know, later when I was like in my 20s and shit, cool, because you can booze. There's booze available. There's like beer tents and shit. Mm-hmm. Cool to do that. As a parent, it is a fucking nightmare.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
It is a fucking siege. Yeah. And the whole time, it's not about the shit before, because that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids don't give a shit about that. They're like, it's hot. I don't want to walk. Like, there's no choice. We have to park in fucking Colony. There's no, what are we going to do? And then you get there and it's bam, 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 bam. You're like, wow, look at that shit. Like all of the fucking, look, the egg is green for a second. Isn't that crazy? It's so bright and it's over and everything stinks and you walk away.
And now everyone leaves at the same time.
There's the same. It's like, yeah. You don't have the option. Like, it's not like a ball game.
Yeah.
Right? Some people cut out the eighth inning. Like, it's a blowout.
Do you leave before the fireworks? Then it's fucking pointless.
Why'd you come?
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead. So you guys went to.
Well, no. Karen and I make the joke every year that leaving the fireworks in Fort Plain, because Fort Plain's like a small, tiny ass version of what they do in Albany.
Okay.
Like on a very, very small scale. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole day of events. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And we joke every year that leaving the park is like War of the Worlds when they're all trying to like get out of the city.
Sure.
Yeah, that it's exactly like that. And so I told him, I was like, yeah, man, we're going to go. We'll avoid the crowds, because he's like, well, I don't want to be near fucking people. That's why I got a cabin in the fucking Catskills. And I was like, all right, yeah, then we won't do that. We went to the mall. There was no one at the mall, man.
Nice.
Crossgates Mall. Big fucking mall.
Huge mall.
No one there. Went to Dave and Buster's, could do whatever the fuck we wanted.
That's great.
And then we had dinner at a pretty nice restaurant. But the point I'm trying to make is the restaurant we went to is like kind of downtown. We were just far enough out that we didn't run into like traffic and shit. You know what I mean? But we left. It was on Delaware Ave, just for your reference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we went in. It was peaceful. You know, but the minute we left, we literally left as the finale of the fireworks were. And like, you can see right down the street, like, well, there they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And after that, it was like a war zone, man. I don't know what a war zone actually sounds like or looks like, but I'd imagine it sounds similar to this, because now that they made fucking fireworks legal in New York State, everybody's sending off fireworks.
Yeah, but they're shitty fireworks. They're not the good ones.
These were loud and fucking pretty big.
Yeah.
A lot of these state lines were crossed, I think, to acquire these things.
Sure.
So we're just like on these little side streets, and you just hear pew, 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 pew. Like, it's like fucking, like, it. if it wasn't the 4th of July, you'd be losing your mind. You're like, what the fuck's happening? What is this? And yeah, it was a shit show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were doing the podcast yet when I told the story about when we went, when Karen and I went to.
Yeah. Foreign exchange student.
Yeah. We had a group of foreign exchange students for this college program that Kieran was mentoring. And so we, part of the program was to bring these kids out to do like America stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We went to baseball games, museums, and it was cool. And
Marlboro cigarettes, Budweiser beers.
Yeah. Here's a Bud Heavy, kids. And so we went to the fireworks. We're like, oh, fucking 4th of July, America. No, like these kids were probably terrified. Like the crowds while we were there were one thing, but literally as we left, one whole block lost power. So it's pitch black and people are setting off like M80s next to cars and shit and making car alarms go off and everything.
Yeah.
Like, and then we had to park fucking 10 miles away and we finally get to almost where like a block away from the car is. And then this fight breaks out in this intersection between on Madison and New Scotland.
Yep.
And a guy grabbed a traffic cone and whipped it around his head and smacked a guy up the side of the head with the edge of the bottom edge of the traffic
cone. That'll get you benched.
Yeah, he was out. Out. In the middle of the street, light turned green. Nobody knew what to do.
Not for him.
Everybody ran. So now I'm standing there stopping cars while these other people like help this guy up and get out of there. And like, not get up and get out of there, but get him out of the street. You know what I mean? Yeah. Dude, I just felt bad. So these fucking kids. These kids are like 18. Hey, welcome to America. It's not like this every day. I swear to God.
Yeah. I guess not everywhere.
Yeah, right.
I'm a big fan of hooliganism. I don't care about fireworks. And everybody has such a boner for them. You know, it's just, oh, look at the fire. I went Wednesday night, I think. Wednesday night? Yeah, Wednesday night. I was at, my mom took my kid to a baseball game in town. So I went and met them and shit after I'd gotten out of work and grabbed some food and stuff. And I met them and I'd forgotten it was firework night there.
Sure.
So she's like, we're going to stay, right? I'm like, yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll hang out here. Just total shit show. It's the same kind of deal. Just like everybody sitting in the fucking grandstands. You know, they turn off all the lights. The first firework, they're situated behind the outfield, behind the center field wall. The first firework goes through the center field wall. First one. Zip. Hits the middle, like, middle outfield towards the infield. It's still going off. Like, purple and gold and red.
Like, what if that wall wasn't there?
It would have went right into the stands.
It would have gone right into the stands of the crowd of people.
Yeah. So you see, like, the silhouette, because it's all dark. You see the silhouettes of the firemen coming out. Hosing down, because it's turf on top of everything. Yeah. So that was the first one.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody's
Christ.
Like laughing and shit. But now I'm like, and now we're her. My sister gets season tickets every year, and she's right behind home plate. Like the first, she's right there. So now I'm kind of doing the math, and I'm like, shit. Now there's a hole. Like, what if this thing? I'm gonna have to cover my kid. Now I'm picturing me taking like a firework in the back,
right? Yeah,
because I'm like over my kid and shit. So now I'm a little shifty. But you know, the whole thing, everybody's going ape shit, and it's just boom, 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 boom. It's 5 minutes, and then it's, you know, I'm like, I get it. There's moments where there's a like a barrage of them, and everything is bright for a second. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, that's cool.
90% of it is filler until you get one cool one.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get the one cool one, and everybody acts like that's what made it worth it. You're like, everybody's like, oh, that one was cool.
Yeah.
Like, is it? But they're not even stating it. It's like they're really just asking everybody else. Like, we agree that one was cool, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. It's not like you're fucking at Disney World. You
now,
know what I mean?
Right. Now,
and
to that point.
And seeing, like, a whole interactive fucking.
To that point, yes.
Yeah.
If I would fuck with, like, the New York, the Macy's fireworks.
Totally, because you know, even the shitty, the shitty fireworks at that thing,
yeah,
are like the best ones at the ones around here.
Yeah, and you get a real like scope of how big they are because you know how big the Statue of Liberty is. You know, and you're like, holy shit, look at the size of that.
Exactly,
that I get. But you know, $4 worth of fireworks over top of a ball field in a small town, like, all right. I don't know. And that's how everybody celebrates. Everybody gets hammered and watches fireworks. And then we wonder why people lose digits every single year.
Every year.
Every fucking year. You know what else is happening? Sharks, bro.
What do you mean?
Did you hear about these sharks and shit?
No.
So there was a shark that surfaced in Jersey near Atlantic City.
That's not unheard of.
No, not at all. It's a great white shark.
Okay.
So that's a little bit more rare.
Uh-huh.
Now, this shark is 10 feet long and 800 pounds.
Damn.
So, but they're watching it, and it's tagged, and they have a name for it and shit, and they kind of know, you know, where it is. There's a website that you can go on, and you can track all the sharks that were tagged.
Stop it.
Yeah.
This is a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's great. I've been trying to get it to load the whole time we've been here, but I think what's happening is that because it's such a hot news item, I think they crashed the whole website.
Oh, probably, yeah.
So I was on there earlier, like looking at these sharks and shit. There's a shark about, I don't know, 30 miles southeast of Asbury Park, where I go, and you know, for vacation and shit. This shark is a great white shark. It's 15 feet long, and according to this website, this data that's being tracked on this shark, it's 3,200 pounds.
I can't even fathom that. As a
that's
shark.
Like a that's like a semi truck, right? I mean, that can't.
You said 32.
It said 3,200 pounds.
I mean, a semi truck weighs a lot more than that.
Does it?
Oh yeah.
I don't know shit about weight. I know 3,200.
Like
pounds.
A lot more than that. But like,
how much more?
We have the internet.
Yeah.
Like, a lot more, though. Because, like, a ton is, what, 3,000 pounds?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maximum weight for a semi-truck and full trailer is 80,000 pounds, spread over 18 conventional wheels.
Conventional wheels?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
How many unconventional wheels?
Oh, 36 unconventional wheels.
They're just made of rubber. Rubber like a, no air in them. Kind of like a, like, a, Kevlar, like, a, like a wheelchair tire, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, either way, though, this shark is 3,200 pounds. Which is like what a car weighs.
And it's in the, it's just there, and it's right off the coast, and I've just kind of watched it this morning, just watching it, and kind of, yeah. Yeah, that's big.
Oh, the site won't load right now?
No, fuck, it's killing man. Me.
Damn it. What's the site, though, so people can check it out?
The site is oreach.org. Oshreach? So it's O-C.
It's like if they took ocean and reach.
Yeah.
Or search.
It's OCEARCH.org.
Oshirt.
Oh, sure. But yeah, you can track whales and turtles and dolphins and everything else on there. But nobody really gives a shit about those. You really want to track the things that are going to eat you. Yeah, really fascinating.
Have you ever looked at the not to get off base here. Have you ever looked at the website where you can track all of the flights that are in the air?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
I
do it all the time, and I go a step further. Sometimes I listen to the control tower audio while I'm doing it.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, you can do that.
Oof.
Fascinating, especially like Newark. There's one site where you can click the airport, like it's like Google Maps style, and you can click the airport. And like I would do it at like 2 o'clock in the morning, like I can't sleep, I can't do anything, and just listen to all the European flights coming in to like Liberty Airport or JFK or whatever.
Right, yeah,
it's fucking fascinating. Yeah, super fascinating. And it's just like, you know, random. Like, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Sure.
But it's still pretty fascinating.
No, absolutely.
Like, these people are up and they're doing exciting things. And look, you're coming here. They're landing right
now. Makes you feel really insignificant.
It does. But that's good for me because
need that?
I'm in my head so much and all my shit seems so big sometimes. That's why I like the beach, I think, because it's so big that I just go, oh, yeah. And I don't have this thought. I don't have this thought consciously. I think it's a subconscious thing, but I feel so insignificant, and it just makes all my problems seem super insignificant. Kind of like when I think about the vastness of space, it's the same thing. Like there's so much, there's infinite,
right?
And I'm worried about, you know, fucking the Oshreach webpage. Yeah, geez, I hope we have a good podcast. I hope my dumb fucking movie. Like, all that shit doesn't matter. You know.
You know what would help me? I've talked about my
horse tranquilizer.
I've talked about my anxiety on here before. So like, it sounds weird, but I would look at my hand.
Oh yeah, I've heard that before.
And it makes you feel like grounded again, like you're back in reality, because you're like, oh shit. Real life.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel like, oh, yeah, there's a whole universe of shit out there. This one little issue. Like, yeah, it sucks right now, but it's fine.
I had a panic attack in my therapist's office this week.
In your therapist's
office?
Never
happened before. And it happened.
Did they, like, work you up into that?
How did that happen? I kind of worked myself into it.
Uh-huh.
And I just, it felt like I was blowing up a balloon in retrospect, and fucking exploded. And she saw it happen and was like, She's like she saw it happen, and then I just shut up and I was staring at her like I was locked in it, and she's like, "What's going on?" Like, you know, she's like, "Do I need to?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm freaking out." And she's like, "All right," and she kind of talked me off the ledge and shit. And I it's kind of like if you're gonna have a heart attack, do it in a cardiologist office.
Sure,
that's kind of how it felt. But yeah, that was fun. It's a good time. I've had a fucking panic attack in years. Like it's been years now, and I thought, oh, I got this shit under control. Turns out, you never have it under control. No. It's always right there, just waiting to stab you in the fucking brain.
And if you got far enough into it that you're having it, like, clearly you're not in complete control of that moment.
Not in control. Sean, okay, listen, we've gone 50 minutes here. And so I feel like we've given the audience a podcast.
okay.
Podcast.
I know where you're going with this. Yeah.
Podcast 188 is in the books. Now, this is for me. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to talk basketball. So, guys.
Click.
Listen, I know. Just share the podcast, hardonpodcast.com, Facebook,
Twitter,
Spotify,
Stitcher,
social media.
iTunes.
Like, share, rate, review.
Hashtag.
Mentions. Yeah. All right. So.
Sociable.
Here we go.
Yes.
Fucking New York Knicks, Sean.
The goddamn New York Knickerbockers.
Sean.
Yeah.
I'm so upset.
So upset. How upset are you?
Oh, my God. All right. So, So for the uninitiated, I can't imagine you'd be listening to this shit if you didn't know what was happening. But any rare instance that you're just along for the fucking ride.
Do you think a couple of people that listen are
have all their basketball knowledge from us bitching?
No, well, that's true. That's true. That's got to be true. But I do think there's a few people out there actually are basketball fans. So for the few of you out there.
All right.
Yeah. Get a load of this fresh take.
Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, just a bunch. Biggest
Boogie Cousins.
Boogie.
Biggest Al Horford.
Biggest free agent class in, I don't know, I can't remember a free agent class this big.
It's because this is the year the max contracts come out.
Right. Okay.
That they plan that shit this way.
Unbelievable. Now, here's how this shit went down. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around November of last year, the Knicks realized that they were dog shit. They'd lost the first four games and said, fuck it, we're done. Yep. We're going to tank. But it's all for a good reason. We're going to tank because this is the last good year of the draft for the next two or three. So we're going to tank this bitch. Mm-hmm. We're going to drive this thing into the ground. And all you fucking idiots who love us so much are going to have to sit through 82 games of dog shit.
And we did.
And we did. But you're going to be rewarded at the end of this because we are going to have the number one pick. We are going to have we're going to have a 13% chance at the number one pick, mm-hmm. right? Because this is the first year that they changed the fucking rules of the draft.
Yeah. I don't think it's the first year.
It's the first year. This is the first year. Last year, it was not like that. Last year, the worst three had 33% chance or whatever. This is the year that they changed the percentages and shit. Mm-hmm. So it's whatever. The Knicks ends up with a 13 fucking percent chance to get the number one pick. Okay. Tank the season. Okay. April comes along. Kristaps Porzingis is traded. No one knows what the fuck is going on in mm-hmm. New York. It comes out later that Kristaps is very unhappy. He's unhappy with ownership. He's unhappy with management. He's unhappy, and he threatened to go back to Europe if he wasn't traded in X amount of days, whatever. So they get rid of him. New York Knicks fans, again, sit through it. Take it in the ass.
Which you kind of, well, if you have a guy, you know what, you're on a roll. Go ahead.
Take it in the ass, right? But what do they say? What does Steve Mills say and Scott Perry? What do they say? They say, don't worry because we know we've just freed up cap space for two mm-hmm. max contracts.
Yeah.
So two max contracts. That means two superstar players. Yeah. Top of the fucking line.
First team all NBA players.
Two
of them.
And
how many of those do you think there are in the league? 10?
Maybe. And on top of that, we've got a chance at the first draft pick because we had the shittiest record in the NBA.
Yeah. Not to count the other first round picks lottery picks that we have on our team currently.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is our offseason.
Of course, we're going to lose Enos Kanter along the way, which is bullshit. But anyway.
Some bullshit. So the whole thing was preached to us. Don't worry. The cavalry is coming. We got this shit. Don't worry. It's finally our time. This is what we've been waiting for. Two max free agents. This is going to happen now.
Yeah.
So
get ready.
The lottery comes.
Get ready to win a championship.
Get ready to win a championship.
Yeah.
Get ready. All these people paying all this money. Remember we looked up floor seats last season. Yeah. They were like 10 grand a pop. Do you remember that shit?
They're
for
expensive.
A team that won 17 games.
Yep.
That's the shit that they're trying to pull. Cheap seats on the Chase Bridge are $200 a fucking pop because it's Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
For a 17-win season.
And that's when, like, the Cavs are in town.
That's eight.
Let alone when it's, like, the fucking Lakers who come in once a year.
Yeah.
That I can get.
Not because against Golden State, where you're watching a championship team play,
right,
at least.
Like,
this is a bullshit team.
You're paying
team.
Thousands of dollars for a shitty team to play another shitty team.
Exactly. Draft day draft lottery day comes.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Ewing's up there. He's the last good pick we had in 1985.
It was meant to be.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, Patrick Ewing blew a layup that stopped us from getting into the finals. Whatever, water under the bridge. We're going to erase the
curse. He did more good than bad.
We're going to erase the curse of Pat Ewing.
Yeah.
Pulls the ball. Third pick. Fuck us. Okay, but we still take it. Third isn't bad. We're heartbroken for 10 minutes. We're not going to get Zion. Okay. But RJ Barrett, this is the fucking kid. Because he was going to go first.
He was going to be the number one pick.
He was going to be number one, right? And he played with Zion. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be fucking.
And still had a great fucking year.
Still had a great year, right? Right? And this could be a coup. And the kid wants to play with us. And free agency is coming on the 31st of June or whatever. It was the 31st, right? Yeah, it was
the
30th of June at fucking midnight or whatever.
6 p.m.
Fucking.
Sorry.
6 p.m. Right. It happened at 6 p.m. All eyes on this moment in time when we were going to get Kyrie Irving and KD. Mm-hmm. And all fucking season, it was all, oh, KD's boy works for the Knicks. Oh, Kyrie's from New York. Oh, blah, blah, blah. They're here. They're talking about Knicks. Everybody wants to be a Knick, the Mecca of basketball. Blah, blah, blah. Here it comes.
Championship to this storied franchise.
Here it fucking comes. And nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Oh, not nothing.
KD and Kyrie
uh-huh.
went to the fucking Brooklyn, New Jersey Nets. That's where they went. They teamed up and went to Brooklyn to play together on the Brooklyn fucking Nets. The Sam's Club of fucking basketball in New York City. Mm-hmm. A team that has been there for a fucking month and a half.
Yeah.
Made a playoff run, and they went to fucking Brooklyn. Why?
Ooh. They're the seventh most popular team in New York.
I just...
Seventh.
The Knicks don't make a play for KD because he has a horrifying injury.
Yeah, wouldn't even offer him the max.
But wouldn't offer him the max.
Mm-hmm.
Now... There's two schools of thoughts here, right?
Sure.
There's the side that says it's a smart move because this is a career-ending injury sometimes, and people don't come back.
And when they come back, they say at best he'll still be 10% less of what he was.
What he was, right? Then there's the other school that says he's arguably the best player in the NBA, 10% less. A 90% KD is still KD.
It's still fucking great.
It doesn't matter if he's 32 or not. This is what you waited for.
Yeah.
I am in
for that. Those unsure, KD suffered a season-ending injury in the finals.
Yeah.
That's going to put him out all of next year.
Yeah, he's off. He's out. I don't understand how you don't make a move for this guy. I don't understand.
Well, they made a move, but they didn't offer him the max.
So they didn't make a move.
So they didn't. Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand how you don't try. At worst, it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
It blows up in your face,
sure.
And you got to eat dick on a contract.
Yeah, but you still made the right move because it's KD.
You took a chance. You serviced the fans. You tried to do something for us. After not winning a championship in 40 fucking 6 years. You made it. You had an opportunity, man. You had a fucking opportunity, and you didn't do dick with it.
Mm-hmm.
I said this shit on a podcast not too long ago.
Right.
I'm sure, you know, within the last 6 months or whatever. When it came to in April, when it came to light about the six the or the two max contracts, and I mm-hmm. said, watch us end up with some bullshit, like, and I used Jimmy Butler and, like, I forgot, Dragic or something. I said something. Two max players. Who do we end up with, Sean?
We got a whole slew of guys, Jay.
Yeah, we got a whole slew of guys.
The best of which being Julius Randle.
Julius fucking Randle and Bobby fucking Portis.
Right.
Those are our guys. Those are the ones. Those were the guys we waited all last year for. Those are the guys we watched a season in the fucking toilet. 6 months of misery. Mm-hmm. Watching these guys look like the Washington Generals to every fucking team they played.
And it's not like... To be fair, no, it doesn't even matter.
Oh, to be fair.
To be fair. There's one major free agent still out there.
There is no...
But
possibility
no.
that's going to happen because...
Well, the Knicks canceled their meeting.
Why?
With
Kawhi Leonard.
With Kawhi Leonard.
My second cousin.
A two-time finals MVP. With two different teams.
A guy who just won a city that he didn't want to play for. A championship.
Yeah, a team that he didn't want to go to, but wanted to trade, so got traded to Toronto,
yeah.
of all places,
yeah.
and won a fucking title.
Yep.
Now, everybody's going to argue, well, you know, if KD wasn't hurt and Klay Thompson, like, yeah, but the dudes still, they still won.
They won.
What, are they going to not try to win? You know what I mean?
They
won. You can't diminish the championship.
It
they still fucking won.
Yeah, they have a trophy.
Yeah, and he's still a really good fucking player. Even if they lost that series, he's still fucking Kawhi Leonard.
He's still Kawhi Leonard. Yeah. And the Knicks, in their infinite wisdom, declined the meeting with this guy.
Yeah, because they said they want to be able to sign other people.
Now, all these fucking idiots on Reddit who mm-hmm. spin this shit the other way.
I'm fucking tired of hearing about KD. We have a young core.
Dude, a young core doesn't
when
mean
was the last
a
time a young core won shit?
Not in basketball. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen.
It worked. No, I'm not going to say it worked. It's... sort of working for the Sixers, but they still had to sign, but they tanked for years.
Yeah, years. Tanked on purpose.
On purpose. Blatantly tanked on
Trust
purpose.
Trust the process.
And then still needed Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
To help.
Yes.
Yeah. And then got lucky with Ben Simmons.
Right.
Ben Simmons has become better than what I think they expected.
Sure.
They gave him a max deal, but now they just got better by signing a vet.
Yeah.
They signed Al Horford.
Yeah.
Like,
you need a vet.
That's how you get better.
You need to have a guy in there
who's
to show
the vet
these kids.
On the Knicks right now?
Dude.
Is there one?
I guess. No. I bet it's Julius Randle.
No, he's only been in the league like 3 years.
I mean, dude, they're playing with 19-year-old kids. I don't
4 years? I have no idea. I'm going to try to pull up the Knicks roster. Oh, can you do it? We got the thing, right?
Yeah.
We got this whole thing going. I mean.
Oh, that's not accurate.
Yeah, that's not accurate at all.
All right. There we go.
All right.
Oh, and they have their ages, too.
So ages. So far, the oldest guy. So Wayne Ellington?
Wayne Ellington. He's brand new. Taj Gibson.
Okay, Taj Gibson.
Taj Gibson is their vet.
He's their vet.
17 games. The
Cavalry's
dude's
still
coming.
Making $14 million.
And we end
can
up
can you explain to me why Taj Gibson is getting $14 million? Is he the highest paid player on the team?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Can you explain that shit to me right now?
No.
How the fuck? Oh yeah, Elfrid Payton. Like these are what we got to deal with. Bobby Portis,
Bobby
Julius
Portis.
Randle, Mitchell Robinson, who was already there. And who are these guys that were already there? Dennis Smith Jr. got traded to the team last year.
Yeah.
Trier got brought up from the G League, right?
Yeah.
Mitchell Robinson, like,
yeah, Mitch. But the, okay, but these guys are good. But we
they're
we're,
good.
But we're
oh,
so
great.
Far past
are,
good.
Yeah, like, we, what are they going to win 20 games we, next year?
Exactly. That's
who
my
gives
point.
A shit.
We are so far past good. The league needs two more teams. It needs to expand. We got to be able to break this shit up a little bit more, because when Kawhi ends up in LA. That shit, just give him the fucking ring.
Do you think he's going to go to the Lakers?
He really could. He's from LA, right?
Yeah,
that's his
but then
thing.
The Clippers are there too, right?
He said he doesn't like, want to be, he didn't want to be the second guy on the team. I heard that was a quote. He said he'd be the third guy on this team. Whatever. But the Lakers aren't.
I think he'd still be the second guy.
Whatever.
In my opinion. But whatever. It doesn't matter.
It's yeah. I mean, he's one of three, right? But even then, the point is like these super teams are out of fucking control. So you have this team, the Knicks. The Knicks look like a really good college team. That's it. That's all we got. You can't compete with shit. Who are you going to beat? You have to beat.
Is there one center on this list? Oh, okay.
Two.
They consider Julius Randle a center?
Big Meech. Yeah, 7'1", 240.
Julius Randle's 6'9".
Yeah. This is the shit I'm talking about. They could have done anything, and this is and again, it's all spin, you know. All the super fanboys. This is the best time. It's the best place we've been in forever. All the contracts we have are 2-year contracts, and they're all team advantageous. So that means that everybody can be traded and blah blah blah. What the fuck does that mean? It doesn't mean shit. Come October, you're going to be playing
right.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. You're not going to beat
him. No, you're going to get your ass kicked. You're
not going
to get your ass handed to you.
Everybody, every team in your fucking conference is going to destroy you.
This is a great crew of secondary players.
It's a crew of six men.
Yeah. Like, seriously. Like, that's why the Knicks are picked to be they're the odds-on favorite to win the Summer League.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll have a parade, ticker tape.
Yeah.
This is the shit I'm talking about. New York is a basketball city. It's the home of Rucker Park. It's the home of the Cage. It is New York is fucking basketball. It's just like Dallas is football. New York is fucking basketball.
Right.
And no one wants to come and play in New York. No one wants to come and play at the Mecca of sport. Like, I don't want to hear the Mecca again.
Yeah.
Because that fucking building is
nobody
cursed.
Gives a shit.
No one gives a fuck. I don't want to see these interviews when these other teams come in and they're talking to Steph and Clay and Giannis, all these fucking superstars, and you're like, oh yeah, it's an honor to play Madison Square Garden. No, motherfucker, because you could play here 41 games a year. You choose not to.
Yeah.
All you motherfucker choose
you clearly
not
don't
to.
Want to.
You could have your fucking number retired the day you sign.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a statue of you built before you got off the bus for the first game. This city could be fucking yours. Do you know how much good all of these kids on this team, all of these kids who are below 30 on this team, which is 99% yeah. of this team, would have done with KD on the bench? Just on the bench. If KD could have worked with RJ Barrett just from the fucking bench and
right.
taught that kid how to be KD, do you know? I mean, that alone, it wouldn't have been a throwaway season. It would have been a 25-win season. It would have been, you know, it would have been a competitive. It would have been a competitive fucking year.
Uh-huh.
But you're done. We're dead in the water, and no one made a move, and it's fucking James Dolan, man. No one wants to play with this guy.
Yeah,
he's a dog shit owner. He disrespect. You know how much more shit? How much more stupid fucking decisions? How are you going to let Carmelo Anthony, who I'm not a fucking fan of? I know everybody's mm-hmm. on. Everybody's always on Carmelo's. I guess Carmelo was a fucking ball hog. He was a shitty teammate. He couldn't pass the fucking ball. But Phil Jackson made him look like an asshole and all over the papers. Jim Dolan didn't do shit about that. You just make this guy look like a bitch, your star player. Mm-hmm. Dude, you got to step up. You got to do something here. He kicks fucking Oakley, bans Oakley from the Garden.
Yeah.
Dude, nobody wants to
That's
fucking
what started
play for
this,
you.
I think.
No one wants to fucking play for you. You look like an asshole. But not only does he own the Knicks, he owns the Rangers, he owns the Garden. He's not going to sell the Knicks.
No.
He's not going to sell the Knicks and have
Why would he?
I just own the Garden and the Rangers. No, this is like, this is him. This
and
is
there's
his.
Still crowds every night. There are crowds at the Garden every night.
There's 8 million fucking people in the city. 18,000 are going to want to go to a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just math, right? But this is the kind of shit that y'all need to fucking boycott. This is the problem. But we all still we all still turn it around, you know? Porzingis is gone, and nobody fucking stormed the garden. Nobody was everybody was pissed for 2 days, but then it turns into, you know what though? Turns out he was kind of angry, and he didn't want to play here anyway. So you don't want a guy that doesn't want to play here. No, motherfucker, you want to fix why he doesn't want to play here. Why doesn't he want to play here? It's New York City. It's the biggest city in the world.
Yeah.
He lives in a fucking penthouse. He wants to go play in Dallas? Do you think he wants to go play in Dallas? No. The problem is with fucking ownership. Fix that shit. But we all get pacified. Don't worry. The Calvary's coming. The Calvary hasn't come. And now it's spun. You know what? We didn't want it. We didn't want KD. Bullshit. You asked the fucking hot chick to the dance. She told you to fuck yourself. And now you're trying to sell it to the fans. And we didn't want it anyway. Don't worry about it. So keep paying. Keep fucking paying for cable. It's the only reason I pay for cable. It's because I want to watch fucking basketball on MSG. Keep paying for cable. Keep paying. Make sure MSG still gets that ad revenue. Keep going to fucking games. Keep buying Knicks shirts for fucking $40 for a fucking t-shirt. Keep doing all this shit for the most fundamentally mismanaged team in sports history. That in the biggest city, we're not talking about like the Indiana Pacers. We're not talking about the Sacramento Kings. We're not, you know what I mean? We're not talking about second market cities, Charlotte Hornets. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the New York fucking Knicks losing the biggest two free agents in the history of free agent move this big, losing them at 6 o'clock at the deadline to the team across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's not okay. It's just not acceptable.
And if they had gone anywhere else, it wouldn't have been nearly as frustrating.
Fuck no. If they made a run somewhere.
If they said, hey, we're all going to go to the Lakers, like a couple of assholes, we'd be like, well, fuck them.
Yeah.
All right, fine. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
No, they're putting themselves in. Okay, sure. The Nets are a better team.
Yeah.
But the tides have officially turned now on New York basketball because of this move. It's the Nets are going to win a championship.
The Nets.
I shouldn't say that because it's
the Nets tried. Look, I don't think, honestly, all bullshit aside, I don't think the Nets are going to do shit this year. I think Kyrie,
he's not enough to do anything on
Kyrie's
his own.
Kyrie's not enough, yeah, and he's a fucking head case. He has a really tough time making shit work with people. He's not really good in the locker room. It would have been tough. And when KD said, I read on Wednesday that he didn't want to go somewhere alone. He wanted a running mate. He wanted to go.
Well, of course, yeah.
You know, because you're a bitch. But whatever. So when KD comes back, we'll see. We'll see if they're enough. Mm-hmm. You know, and who knows? Who knows? But
can you look up who next year's free agents are?
Yeah, I don't think it's very, very impressive.
It's probably nothing, right? Because like this was the year that.
Yeah. I don't think it's very impressive at all.
Like, I don't know. Maybe if we sign, like, DeMarcus Cousins. But he's not going to do shit.
But you're picking up scraps.
That's the thing,
yeah. It's the same shit. New York has always needed one guy, kind of like what Carmelo Anthony was supposed to be that veteran on the team. Right, just to be the veteran. To go, like, you know what? No matter what happens, this kid's going to put up 17, 20 points. You know, and more importantly, he's going to stretch the floor. He's going to stretch the defense. He's going to be the guy. And he's going to teach these other kids how to fucking play. As long as he's not a cancer like Carmelo Anthony was, it should be a no-brainer. That's kind of what they need. But they're trying to build a team out of a bunch of AAU kids. And it's just not basketball. Like, you're just not going to be able to compete. I don't care if R.J. Barrett is the second coming of Christ. When he is up against fucking any other small forward.
Well, look at the East. Let's look at the East. Forget the West right now. You know what I mean? Like, the West is the Lakers right now because Kawhi's probably going to go there. And they're going to win the title for the next 4 years or whatever anyway.
Yep.
So let's look at it this way. Let's look at the East. Are you going to beat the Celtics, who just got fucking
Enes Kanter?
Did he really?
Yeah, 2 years.
Jesus Christ.
Well, Portland gave him 6 minutes, he said, to make a decision.
That's some shit.
Yeah, so he was like, fuck you guys. I can't decide in 6 minutes. He wanted to call home and see like what his family thought and shit, which is hard for him to do because he's like an outlaw, Turkish outlaw.
Right.
And they were like, nah, man, you're on the clock. And they didn't want to lose out on whoever they were gunning for.
Yeah.
So he said no. And then Boston picked him up for 2 years.
Yeah. Plus they already have, they let Kyrie go, but they got Kemba, right?
Yeah.
They're fine.
They're fine.
They're totally fine.
And Kemba was going to play in Charlotte without taking the max. Kemba was like, yeah, I'll stay. I don't know why I left.
Yeah. All right.
2020 free agents.
All right. Anthony Davis is probably going to stay in L.A.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, he just got an extension, didn't he?
I don't know.
How old is this article?
Extension talks with the 76ers.
Yeah, they did. They reached a deal.
Okay. Pascal Siakam.
Cool. Draymond, fuck him.
Brandon Ingram.
I like Brandon Ingram, but he's probably going to...
I don't care.
Who knows? I mean, Jaylen Brown. These are all great players, but they're not...
DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. He's so far... Like, yeah, Otto Porter Jr. I don't really give a fuck about Otto Porter. But he... Yeah. Gallinari.
Well, didn't...
Danilo Gallinari, former New York Knick.
Yeah, right.
Andre Drummond. Goran. Didn't Goran just sign? Yeah. No, Boban just signed to the Mavs. Mm. Gordon Hayward.
LeVert.
Derek Favors.
I mean, there's some decent players on this team.
Yeah, but this is not this year. This year was Clay, KD, Kyrie.
And you knew Clay was going to stay in
Golden
State. There wasn't... It was,
yeah.
People, Marc Gasol. Yeah, that's kind of
Hassan
cool,
the Whiteside. So that's it. I mean, there's no, but there's no big name where you're like, oh shit. I mean, besides AD, but it's a foregone conclusion that guy's not going to leave.
Right,
he's done.
Unless shit really hits the fan, not impossible, but
definitely not impossible. But the problem is that we were promised. That's my shit. I get that KD was a gamble, that he was a liability with that injury. I understand that shit.
Yeah, but the promises came
but you
beforehand.
Fucking promised us that we were gonna get two max players, and then you acted like you never fucking said it. Then you acted like this was the plan all along, and here we are with Julius fucking Randle and Bobby fucking Portis. And I'm just not ready, man. I'm not ready to embrace it like some of these other guys.
I mean, if this was 20 years ago and the way the league was structured and everything, you know, like, I'd be like, fuck, we're a playoff team.
Yeah.
But that's not how the league works anymore.
We got to beat eight teams. Just don't.
Like.
No.
This is not how the, like the way the league used to be. Like, yeah, you had every once in a while you'd have like a super team. You know what I mean? But.
It was the super team. It was the Boston Celtics. It was the Miami Heat. It was the Lakers.
Well, I'm even talking about before
arguably.
That.
Oh,
you know what
right,
I mean? I'm talking about like, yeah, you had the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, but they weren't
great. I mean, they were great. I'm not saying
they were great, but they weren't put together to be great. They built their team.
Yeah. I mean, you get Dennis, you add Dennis Rodman to the team.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, that's some shit. But like,
yeah.
And yeah, there was a point where the Celtics were like half the team, like everybody was an all-star, or like, but like that was those are those dynasty teams that come up every once every fucking 40 years.
Yeah,
yeah. So that makes sense. Now you have to be a super team.
Yeah, there's two in each conference.
Yeah. Okay. This year was an anomaly. The Raptors, you know, with a good core, you know what I mean, and some luck along the way with injuries to other teams. They figured out a way to make it work.
Yeah,
they played their brand of basketball and it worked.
Yeah,
but nobody's picking them to do shit next year. Even if Kawhi stays there, who's picking them? No, you got to look at the fucking 76ers and you got to look at Boston. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. There's no
and Milwaukee. Don't fucking forget about Milwaukee. They have two all-stars.
There's no place for a team like the New York Knicks. And I just want everybody to be honest with ourselves here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on that fucking New York Knicks Reddit sub every day, and y'all are delusional. Mm-hmm. You got to stop it. You got to stop this shit. It did not work out in our favor. No matter what you're trying to tell yourself, every post is like, you know what? Actually, that's how they all start. You know what? Actually, I'm pretty hump. I'm pretty hype. You know, this is going to be good. No, dude, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. It's not going to resemble good. It's going to be destruction. We're going to be run over by every fucking team.
Yeah.
And it's
better than they were last year. But that's not
what's
enough.
That saying?
That's nothing.
That ain't shit.
They were garbage last year. Just drafting RJ Barrett, they should be a better team than they were last year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
dumping, you know, a couple of big, but you dump these big contracts to make room for the big guys. I mean, it didn't work out. We're a shitty team. It's going to be a shitty team next year. We're talking about, I'm already hearing, yep, the Knicks are going to tank the next 2 years because the 2023 class is the class, and then they have this many unprotected or protected picks and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of get lost with how all that protected and unprotected shit works and trading picks around and just fucking.
Yeah, I think we got 3 first round picks out of the, didn't we get 3 first round picks out of trading?
Porzingis. Yeah, maybe.
I really don't remember.
I don't either, but it doesn't matter. You know, and so what, you just store those up?
Right.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. You're looking at years of badness. And even if for some, it's just, there's just nothing you can do, man. It doesn't matter if RJ Barrett has a crazy year. It doesn't matter. I mean, like Mitchell Robinson was a fucking maniac last year. He was one of the bright spots in the later part of the year. But it doesn't matter if he has a monster year. It doesn't matter if any of these guys have a monster year. You're never going to be able to compete in the league, just period. The East, let alone the West. And now it looks like the bottoms of each conference are starting to kind of level out. Like the East is starting to beast out a little bit, where traditionally over the last, I don't even know how many years, the West is just like, forget about it. It's a foregone conclusion the West is going to win. Don't worry about it. Now it's kind of starting even out. But the Knicks are just the bottom of the barrel, man. It's just the Phoenix Suns. It's just us and Phoenix. That's just it. We're just the fucking laughing stock. You should play for like the last place trophy. There should be a game for these two fucking shambling. Oh God, I'm so angry that no one cares, and I'm angry that we were lied to, and I'm angry that the fans are lying to themselves. Just stop. This is bad. Accept that shit.
Yeah, I don't think the Knicks actually tried to do shit.
They tried to do shit, and it's all under the guise of like,
if there was a blatant like, hey, we tried signing these guys, and they just didn't want to come here. Then it's at least you'd be like, fuck, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
But now it's like they just felt like nothing.
Oh, big waste. All that buildup, all that hype, all those moves. You got rid of KP, Tim Hardaway Jr., and who else went? Somebody else went. It was KP, Hardaway, and somebody.
Well, they released Enes Kanter.
Enes, right.
But they still had to pay
But
him,
in that but KP move, I think there was like, there was another, there's somebody else.
Somebody else went in that.
I forgot who it was, but whatever. It's just depressing. I don't know what it's like. The New York Knicks have.
You know who's excited? Hardaway Jr.
Yeah.
He got traded to a team that has potential.
Yeah, and he got paid. The Knicks paid him once, traded him away, bought him back for way too much money, and they got rid of him again. Because that's the kind of shit that the New York Knicks do. Again, Basketball City, USA. That's the kind of shit that we fucking do there. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. The biggest city in the world. The New York Knicks have been in the Eastern Conference Finals twice since 1993. Once was against the Bulls.
Yeah.
Like the Bulls, the real Bulls. And the other time was like against the Pacers in the early, like maybe 2000 or something like that. It was
Pacers were in the East.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, Eastern Conference
Finals. Yeah. So, I mean, that's almost 30 years. Like where we're at, man. That's the shit we're at. We can't fucking, there's no competition. God damn it. I'm just upset. I can't.
Clearly.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Anyway.
Stitcher. Radio.
That wasn't bad.
Oh. It was just a half hour.
I honestly thought it was going to go for fucking way longer, but I just ran out of juice.
It's okay.
I just understand how pissed off I am. I'm inconsolable. Anyway.
Oh, I won't even try to console you. Hey, Middletown Movie is moving right along.
Yeah, it is.
We're wrapping this bitch up very soon. So keep a lookout for that. Go to MiddletownMovie.com. You can sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah. The newsletter.
Or the email list is what I should say. Not the newsletter. The email list.
Yeah.
So you get updates on that. Facebook.com/HardOnPodcast. Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, all that. I'm not going to tell you where to listen, but I am going to tell you that you should leave a review or subscribe.
We need some
or
reviews.
Or share would be nice.
We need some reviews, right?
Reviews are fine, but shares, I think, would be... Shares are what I'm looking for. And here's the thing. I know people listen, clearly. Why would we keep doing this if we're just yelling into a void? You know what I mean? We can talk to each other without microphones on. We don't need to do this.
Actually, that's not true. We don't speak a word until the microphones go on.
That is true.
We stand awkwardly in silence. Our entire relationship is just based on this.
Right. I get to know little bits and pieces about Jay. Or
an hour a week.
An hour a week. With a microphone. But no, leave a review and share. That's the thing. I just want people to share the podcast. Okay. That's what I want.
Do they know how to do that? Do people know how to share a podcast?
Well, I think we live in the age of the internet. Like, you put a link on your Facebook page and you say, hey, check this podcast out.
Well, there you go.
Like, don't... I'm just saying Google us and then you'll find our... Either find, like... Or go to our Facebook page and then share the link that I posted on. Anyway, you get it. It's 2019. You understand how this shit works. Don't be the Knicks.
Don't be the better Knicks. Than the Knicks. God, be better than the Knicks. Don't do your best. Do my best.
Oh. It was good for me, Jay.
Oh, God. I'm drenched.